From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The Caribbean adopts a wait-and-see attitude to possible new markets in Eastern Europe. The executive director of Jamaica's Bauxite Institute is critical of the London Metal Exchange. And Jamaica's bobsled team warms up for some top-class European competition. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Faced with the harsh realities of diversion of international aid to Eastern Europe, the Caribbean is now turning its attention to how it can exploit the new markets in the Eastern Bloc. But as Mr. Charles Savarin, Dominica's ambassador to Brussels, told me today, it is still too early to approach the Eastern European countries with any firm proposals.
I am not aware that the Caribbean has dispatched missions to Eastern Europe. I think it is probably considered to be still a little early to do that, but I have no doubt that the situation is being examined. And the question as to the proper timing when such missions should be mounted to Eastern Europe is being considered.
Isn't there a real danger, though, that while we wait for the dust to settle, that others will move in and exploit those opportunities?
Well, if one were to wait too long, one could find, of course, that such space as was created has already been filled. I am sure that the Caribbean interests will not allow that to happen. But if one were to rush in too early, one might perhaps come out without the kind of responses in that there may not be responsible authorities, both in terms of the private sector or other statal agencies that could discuss meaningfully the trade issues that need to be looked at. Then there is also the question, of course, of payment and payment mechanisms, shipping and transportation lines and things of that nature, which would need to be looked at, as there is not, at the moment, regular and established trading or shipping arrangements between Eastern Europe and the Caribbean.
But in that regard, on the question of transportation and, I suppose, costs as well, wouldn't it be easier for Eastern Europe to look towards Africa?
Well, these are things to be looked at. I do not believe that Eastern Europe is any closer geographically to Africa than Western Europe is. So that I believe that having a well-established shipping lines, having well-established payment arrangements, insurance, and all of the other factors facilitating trade with Western Europe, that it is possible to be able to establish similar relationships with Eastern Europe. And the geographic distance, I think, is not necessarily an impediment to establishing those relationships.
But even as a gesture, don't you think it would be worth the Caribbean's while to perhaps ship off a load of bananas, which seems to be the fruit of choice and the one that has been most difficult to get in the years gone by, just as a gesture to at least get a foot in the door?
I am sure that, as a matter of fact, on the question of bananas in particular, I happen to know that that matter is being looked at, and the decisions, I think, are to be taken in the Caribbean on that score. But I know that it is a matter that is being looked at as to how and through what mechanisms it would be best to do that.
Mr. Charles Savarin, Dominica's ambassador to Brussels. According to a report in today's Daily Telegraph newspaper, up to 10,000 Brazilian gold prospectors and diggers, wary of their uncertain status inside an Indian reservation in northern Brazil, are said to be crossing the border into Guyana. About 5,000 are said to have already settled in the Arnica border region of Guyana. The authorities in Georgetown, Guyana's capital, have apparently welcomed the influx of diggers. The country is struggling with a shortage of manpower and holds great reserves of minerals. The only condition is that the diggers pay 8% in royalties. On the financial markets in London today, sterling fell against the dollar to close at $1.6485. Gold closed $3.5 lower at $410.25 an ounce. Among the soft commodities, March sugar traded at $318.4 a ton, March cocoa closed at £630 a ton, and March coffee at £596. On the metal exchange, 3 months nickel ended the day at $6,967.5 a ton, and 3 months aluminium at $1,552.5. The aluminium cash price fell again on the London Metal Exchange. Yesterday it was at $1,508 per ton. That's the lowest level for 31 months. The price is very close to the level reached at the bottom of the mid-1980s recession. Some analysts have suggested that the only substantial cuts in production will reverse the downward trend. However, Dr. Carlton Davis, executive director of Jamaica's Bauxite Institute, says the low price has more to do with the mercurial nature of the London Metal Exchange than the situation in the world marketplace.
And I know that the major producers are themselves very, very concerned about the way that the London Metal Exchange can gyrate from day to day or week to week without anything fundamental going on in the marketplace, or at any rate, to the extent that the prices react.
Well, as you heard in the final...